guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mick Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Doesn't seem to matter what I do, I'm always number two. No one knows how hard I tried. Oh, oh, I have feelings that I can't explain, driving me insane. All my life been so polite, but I'll sleep alone tonight. 'Cause I'm just kidding. Anywhere else I'd be a tale. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blood for charity? I'm just kidding. Where I see love, she sees a friend. What will it take for her?
We had to play that
because there was a personal request that came in.
Because there was a personal request from a listener in Northumberland, and who's been hopping around her studio, but also because we were, you know, remissing the fact that
didn't Ryan Gosling win an award for that song, or at least Barbie did somewhere else.
I hope so.
I'm sure I saw a clip on the internet of Ryan Gosling being called to the stage for "I'm Just Ken" and then doing the Ken look.
Ah, well, I hope so.
I need to look that up.
Yeah. Anyway, so we are going through the rest of January and thinking about how we can inspire you over the next 4 weeks and months. And we've got lots of things to tell you about. So this is 31 days of artwork. So this is what you've created.
No, this is from The Guardian. We mentioned it last week.
Oh, you did. Oh,
so okay. It's just another mention of going to have a look at that if you haven't been.
Yes.
Today... The mention is Little Stories of Great Young Artists, and you can discover more about Annie Albers in a short film that is in this Guardian link. So if you search the 31 day art diet for January, it's on the Guardian, you can go have a look. So this is about Bauhaus artist Annie Albers, who was revolutionary with a hand loom.
Amazing. So
you'd probably like this one, Claire.
I do like this one. I didn't know that much about Annie Albers.
Yeah.
Study the Bauhaus a lot, but her name didn't come up very often, so I'm very glad to see her in here.
No, yeah, that's why I thought it was worth a mention last week's as well. So working in silk, jute, lurics and even cellophane to create her avant-garde weavings, everything she made prompts you to make something yourself. This gorgeous film for viewers aged 7 and above teaches her methods, throwing in a charming history of art for free.
Nice.
So this little film, you can learn more about her.
That's so nice. So this is Little Stories of Great Women Artists for the 21st of January, Bauhaus artist Annie Albers. Check out the Guardian link for that one.
Yes.
Okay, let's have a bit more music, and then we're going to tell you about all the shows and performances that you could book for this spring, and things to look forward to for next year as well. But let's have a bit of Scissor Sisters.
No.
There you go, that was a bit of Scissor Sisters. I don't feel like dancing, and that was because...
That makes you feel jolly, doesn't it?
It does make you feel jolly. Was that a karaoke song?
That was played during the karaoke session. I didn't perform it, but somebody else did. It was awesome.
Okay, so let's whiz through these. There's some great things that are going to get you out and about this spring. Get your daily dose of vitamin D, very important. Get you out there in the sunshine.
That you can get from the season.
Even on a cloudy day, you can. And keep your brain and body active. And things to look forward to. I always think it's really important to have things to look forward to at this time of year.
Yep.
So here's a few things that are happening in Theatreland in London. And then we're going to tell you a couple of things that are happening closer to home. So first of all, if I do the first one, then we can alternate. Mm. The Plaza Suite. So this is a new play in the West End, and this is Sarah Jessica Parker, who we will know from Sex and the City and various other things. She's making her West End debut.
A very exciting
play, her husband Matthew Broderick, which is also very exciting, in a revival of Neil Simon's 1968 comedy Plaza Suite. It was a hit on Broadway last year. It's John Benjamin Hickey's production, and it's heading to the Savoy Theatre from the 17th of January to the 31st of March. Tickets are at lovetheatre.com. If you love Sarah Jessica Parker and you would love to see her acting with her husband Matthew Broderick, this is one for you. I will tell you now that it is very expensive.
Do you think she's only doing it on the basis that her husband could
also
do it?
I don't know.
Do you think otherwise you'd have to be apart from each other for a long time?
Who knows? Mm. Anyway, if you love them, then Plaza Suite is the one for you.
Sounds good. Next one. This is one of my favourite books, actually. Picture of Dorian Gray on stage. So last time Sarah Snook performed on the London stage was back in 2016 in the Old Vic's revival of Ibsen's The Master Builder. And a lot has happened in the intervening 7 years. The Australian actor has very much gone from rising star to big star thanks to her unforgettable turn as Shivroy in HBO's smash satire Succession. Now she's returning to the West End stage in a one-woman show in a 900-seat theatre, in which she will play all of the roles. It is. I reckon she can do this amazingly, though.
So
she's such a great actress.
She is, but I think there's this theme, which I'm calling extreme theatre.
Like the sensations in art. But theatre version.
Yes. So if you think about Ruth Wilson at the Young Vic, 24-hour play with two lots of 20-minute breaks. Then if you think about Andrew Scott's One Man Vanya, which is now touring all the cinemas, by the way. If you want to go and see the National NT Live, you can go and see Vanya. Sarah Snook is now getting in on this extreme theatre game.
Yeah.
This is... I don't think she's playing... I think there's 26 characters in... The Picture of Dorian Gray, there's quite a lot. I don't think she's playing every single one, doing different voices or accents or different mannerisms or whatever. I think there's video and other uses in
but she's just the picture
of Dorian Gray. Anyway, it's between the 6th of February and the 11th of May
at Haymarket Theatre Royal.
I think it would be really exciting.
I think I'll be really
to go.
Cool.
I've just got to go.
Yeah. Maybe it's cost saving. You know, you only have to pay one actor. You get a really, really good actor that can play all of the parts.
Maybe. Who knows?
Money-saving genius.
Another big name in the West End, Matt Smith. This is And Enemy of the People. Matt Smith did a couple of West End runs in his pre-Doctor Who 20s, but since finding fame, the actor has largely stuck to hipster stage projects. However, he's finding his first trip back to Theatreland in 15 years with a revival of Ibsen's classic drama, An Enemy of the People. It's the English language premiere of German director Thomas Ostermeyer's globally renowned production, and it's noted for its town hall debate style section in which the audience is invited to debate the ethics of the play.
Charlotte will like this one.
Yeah, we should go. Catch Matt from the 6th of February to the 6th of April at the Duke of York's Theatre in Covent Garden.
Mm. I love a production that has audience participation.
Me too.
And finally, the Park Theatre in Finsbury Park is hosting another fundraiser. So following the sell-out success of its previous fundraising runs of the murder mystery spoof Whodunit, this next instalment takes us all completely off the rails. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, or are they? As the temperature plummets, tensions rise and the bodies keep on falling, can our illustrious inspector keep this journey on track? Or will this be a bus replacement service for everyone? Murder, mayhem, and this time, magnificent magic. However, Here's the difference. Every performance of Whodunit, brackets unrehearsed, features the voice of Ian McKellen with a different celebrity in each performance stepping in as the inspector without any rehearsal and without ever having seen the script.
You've got to go.
Oh my God.
Chaos, but brilliant.
You won't know who the detective is until you arrive at the theatre, but expect to see. And there is a huge list of people.
But, like,
that you
can read
see.
A few out. You know, Jodie Whittaker,
Gillian Anderson, David Baddiel,
Brian Cox, Benedict Cumberbatch,
Harry Hill,
Adrian Dunbar, Mark Gatiss.
But I'd be so disappointed if I turned up and it wasn't
Ronan
Harry Hill.
Ronan Keating, Ross Kemp,
Neil Morrissey,
David Mitchell,
Sandy Tosmig.
There's just so many.
Yeah.
So every night there will be a different detective and you won't know until they appear on the stage.
That's so cool.
I just think you've got to go more than once.
Yeah.
That's parktheatre.co.uk. Check that out. They've done it before. It's rousing success last time. It's a really big fundraiser for them, and frankly, the theatres need it. One final little mention, which is something that's coming up this year and next year. So, interestingly, it's like the Clash of the Titans, this, right? Two theatres have declared within minutes of each other their performances of Oedipus. So, we had at something like 6:38, we had the Wyndham's Theatre announcing that their version of Oedipus is happening in October this year, and that's Robert Icke's production with Mark Strong. Can't wait to see that. Sounds amazing. So that's OedipusThePlay.com for the Wyndham's Theatre. And then at, like, 20 minutes after that was announced, the Young Vic announced that they are doing Oedipus in 2024 in association with Hofesh Schechter Dance Company. And they have Oscar-winning actors Rami Malek and Idira Varma leading that cast. And that's going to run from January 2025. So, frankly, got until October this year to go and see at the Wyndham's. It opens in October this year, so go and see it at the Wyndham Theatre there first and see Mark Strong, Leslie Manville, and then hang on until January 2025 when you can go and see it again with Rami Malek and Idira Varma. I mean, just go and see both.
Yeah.
But I really like this idea that they announced it, but within minutes of each other. And obviously, like, one had seen the press release go out and the other.
I can imagine the people in the Old Vic, though, just like, seeing that press release and having a little bit of a sick in a bin.
Yeah.
Oh no, what do we do? We need to say it as well.
What do we do?
We've spent so much money on Rami Malek.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, in Essex,
So the Mercury Theatre in Colchester is showing The Importance of Being Earnest. And we've mentioned this before. This is being directed by Ryan McBride, who is apparently giving it a stylist makeover. So that's running from the 1st to the 16th of March.
Also at the Mercury, look out for Bindweed. This is four men convicted of domestic abuse offences meet each week to undergo a perpetrator programme. But as Jen, the new group facilitator, starts to make progress with the men inside the room, their lives outside begin to buckle. Bindweed is a shattering and darkly funny new play about responsibility and rehabilitation, which looks at what can be done to tackle abuse at its root. And that's a kind of really... I think that's a new play, and written by this incredible woman whose name I've forgotten, and that's from 13th of June, so just giving that one a shout out.
And then another new play over at the Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch. We have Wilco Johnson. It's called Wilco, isn't it?
The play.
And it's about Wilco Johnson. So in 2012, Wilco Johnson, the iconic rock star and founder of the legendary Essex band Dr. Feelgood, was told he had an inoperable cancer and a year to live. Refusing all treatment, he decided to spend his last months living meaningfully, seeing the people, places and things which meant most to him during his remarkable life. The world premiere production of this new play is a mixture of words, rock and roll and quotes from the man himself, telling the amazing, uplifting, true story of Wilco, the you can be island legend, and that's between the 1st and 24th of February. That sounds amazing,
it
actually.
Yeah, to go and see that one.
Very sentimental.
And then you can also go and get a Jump the Queue in Queen's Theatre, so you can get three tickets for a reduced price. So the second one you might want to go and see is My Beautiful Laundrette.
Yes.
Which is from the 28th of February to the 9th of March, based on Hanif Qureshi's iconic and Oscar-nominated screenplay, and last brought to the stage in 2019. Directed by Nikolai Foster, it's set in London during the Thatcher years and tells the story of young British Pakistani Omar, who transforms his uncle's rundown laundrette into a thriving business. After being confronted by a fascist, Omar recognises school friend Johnny and uses their history to defuse the situation. As they renovate the laundrette together, love blossoms between them. So that's
a very lovely story.
Oh, it's such a good feel-good film as well. But go and see it on the stage, and that's the 28th of February and the 9th of March.
And if you're a little bit further away, you can go over to the New Wellesley Theatre in Ipswich and catch Romeo and Juliet. This is obviously preluding Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. between the 1st and 8th of February. You can watch this pacey and inventive 80-minute adaptation of Shakespeare's romantic tragedy, specially created for students and teachers of English and drama, and anyone new to the play. So following on from last year's successful, particularly production of DNA, the New Wellesley Theatre proudly brings together the best of East Anglia's emerging talent to devise contemporary and playful Romeo and Juliet for audiences of today, presented by the theatre, directed by Douglas Rintel.
That sounds really good. Mm. And you can, I think there's an online option to watch it live as well, so check out the New Wellesley.
And definitely go see that if you're being educated at the moment.
Absolutely. Right, let's get back to our playlist. This is Yasmin Lacey with Bad Company.
It's been a while, she's noticed that I ain't been smiling. How did she find the keys to my blush? 'Cause I went militant the last time she left. She's kind of my old friend, maybe an acquaintance, sometimes neighbors. Really, I don't know what she wants this time. It's nice to have company when I flash back in mind. No, although the weather demon on my shoulder, and she's smoking on the weekend. Before we went to shoot, she told me she's prettier than me. Think I'm flirting with bad company. She strokes my hair as I fall to sleep. False sense of security. And now we're up to our old tricks again. Everybody's seen us out acting up. I don't remember a thing. Oh, I walk away with a demon on my shoulder, and she's smoking on my weed. Before we went to shoot, she told me she's prettier than me. Think I'm flirting with bad company.
Kix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are... So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London. Beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Baby, it's you. Maybe I'm cool.
And that was Sophie Faith with Dopamine. And I've been listening to Sophie this week. I'm quite enjoying that. So that was a couple of more jazzy-inspired chill-out songs for our end of... Oh, we've only got half an hour left of the show. Yeah. We've got loads more to tell you. But a couple of events now. One I've just seen on Instagram. So you know, you might have heard of Minus Cloud Nine. She has a space over in King George's playing field, and she's been doing wonderful things over there around mental health and workshops and various other things. And she's just posted that on Sunday the 28th, she will be hosting the first of many women's circles in the space. Get more information at Minus Cloud Nine. Feel free to drop at Jessie_Eloise_ an email or DM for more information. Opportunity to shop small, meet like-minded new local pals, and start a lovely wholesome new tradition for 2024. So follow Minus Cloud Nine on all the usual spaces and find out more about that one. And then also over in Basildon, there are some community workshops for free in Basildon Town Centre. On Tuesday next week, there is a rock and roll boogie dance workshop from 10:30 till 11:30. And there is also a session called Empowering Success, Small Business Strategies with AI Tools. That's from 4 till 6. On Wednesday, the 24th of January, there is a Create Holistic Wellbeing Chakra Dance, ages 18 upwards, from 11 till 1. Nature Printing for all ages from 1:30 to 3:30. And Museum of the of Imagination Workshop for all ages as well on Wednesday the 24th. And then on Thursday the 25th, there is some more rock and roll boogie dance workshops from 1:30 to 2:30, and some neon graffiti art for all ages as well. So that's Shine On
Lots
Together.
Lots of half-term stuff.
Lots of half-term stuff. So that's over in Basildon, and let me just see if I can find how to find out more about those. Whilst... You say tell the next one.
Yeah.
So, oh, so it's the Shine On Hub in Basildon's town centre. So go and check those things up. And any further questions, you can email hello@creativebasildon.co.uk.
So Queensfield and Hornchurch, we've mentioned already, but next week they have the Monty Python Spamalot, which is from Wednesday until Saturday, and you can get tickets from £21. They also have the Great American Songbook, which is being performed by Andrew Lynham and a small band.
Oh, nice.
And you can get a ticket for that for £15. That's on the 28th of January, so you can book both of those at the Queen's Theatre website. And then in Brentwood, Peasants Revolt is having a birthday vinyl night.
Aww.
Which sounds really fun. So that's the 2nd of February, Friday night from 8 p.m. It's free entry.
Is this their 1 year anniversary?
2 year anniversary.
2 year anniversary. Yes, they've been there for 2 years.
So they've got Scar and Mash coming in.
Nice.
Sounds fun. They'll be bringing Sounds of a Generation to the Peasants Revolt pub in Brentwood for a night of Scar, Motown, soul, and a little bit of classic punk. Oh, all on vinyl.
Lovely.
What I quite like about their blurb is that it mentions all of the memories of Brentwood Festival, the castle, the hermit, the Essex Arms, and nice. The turkey joint, which was the owner's club in the late 80s. I don't know what turkey joint is. So that's quite nice. And then the last one I have to mention is, if you are a horror fan and you've been tuning in, listening about horror on sick, you can go to the Black Sunday Film Festival in Chelmsford. And that's a 3-day celebration of best independent horror shorts and features. And that's in the Everyman Cinema in Chelmsford on Sunday the 28th. It's all booked through the Everyman Cinema. So you can go buy a ticket for an individual. If you're a filmmaker, they also have some mixers and stuff. So have a look on the Everyman Cinema website for that.
Okay, that's all we have for this week for events, but let's get back to our playlist. And I like this. I know this is a funny little song, but it's Lil Boo Thang by Paul Russell. And it's quite fun.
Let me say, girl, you're my little boo thang. So I'll give a hoot what you do, say, girl, I know you're a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like, hey, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and the fit good, so I took the doors out the deep. Okay, I see your brother holding your seat, no beef, but I'm trying to get the noise you release. Don't take my fucking D around. I can keep it chill like the Soviet blunt. I'ma keep it real when you're mad.
man long gone. If you're looking for a friend and you got the wrong song, girl, what's good? What's with you? If you book tonight, that's fiction. I'm outside, no pictures. If you want me, go figure. To the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. Hey, to the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. You my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do, say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Hey. Girl, you got me. It's like, oh, oh, you got the best of mine. Oh, oh. So I don't give a hoot what you do, girl, I know. You a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know.
And it ends really quickly too.
Yeah, just a little one there.
Just a little one, squeeze that one in. Right, so we've talked about going out and about and going and seeing some great theatre this coming spring. But if you're like me and you might want to stay in over the next few weeks, hunker down.
Depends how this storm's going, right?
Depends how the storm's going. With a large mug of tea and a nice comforting book, here are 10 books to keep for you to try out this month. And this is, I usually do these things and they all end up being a little bit horror filmed and filled and kind of a bit graphic and stuff. But I think today's selection.
This is a PG version.
Yeah, I think today's selection is picked from a number of different sources and they aren't all horror or ghosty or too bad. So anyway, we'll try. So first one is Ilum by Leah Carpenter. When a young woman's long-held dreams to escape the life she's always known finally, blissfully come true, it seems at first like perhaps her days of longing are far behind her. But not so fast in this... Okay, sorry. thriller. In this smart, compelling thriller from an editor of Town and Country magazine, I think, Leah Carpenter is a newlywed, is thrown into a world of power, deceit and international consequences among some of the world's least trustworthy characters, albeit in some of the most alluring destinations. This writer's sharp style elevates it from your average espionage epic. However, her talent for plot twists assures your pulse will race just the same. So that's to start you. But they're not all going to be thrillers. But try that one, Ilum by Leah Carpenter.
The second one definitely isn't a thriller, so this is fine. So if you're a fashionista, this could be for you. It's called A Life in Houses by Karl Lagerfeld. From Paris to Rome, Hamburg and beyond, the places Karl Lagerfeld lived were as considered and compelling as the clothes he designed. The late fashion in I can't say that word.
The fashion impresarios.
Yep, that one. Homes are opened, some for the first time, to showcase the imaginative and incredible ways he lived. If you never scored an invitation to dinner, this might just be the next best thing.
There you go.
I'm going to learn how to say that word when I get home.
Impresarios.
Yes. There we go.
Come and Get It by Kylie Reid. She's the author of Such a Fun Age, returns with another incisive novel everyone will be talking about this month. In Come and Get It, it's set at the University of Arkansas in 2017. The war between the room of Millie, a black RA, and a suite of five undergraduates is thin, such as Millie can hear their conversations. Enter Agatha, a visiting professor who proposes Millie let her eavesdrop on the students. What results is a riveting and fascinating tale. There you go.
The next one on the list is going back to Claire's old likes in a book, and by Matthew Blake. When a seemingly non-violent 25-year-old woman kills two people while she's still asleep and then proceeds to not wake up again, the case becomes a sensation. But beyond the headlines, a doctor is tasked with trying to stir the suspect from her slumber so she can stand trial, all the while attempting to keep the fascinating case from overtaking his own complicated life.
Okay.
So it actually sounds really good.
It does sound really good. My Friends by Pulitzer Prize winner Hisham Mata returns with this stunning novel about Khalid, a Libyan man who leaves his home in Benghazi to study in the UK. When he attends a protest in London, things go awry and he soon realises he can never return home. It's a poignant tale of friendship, exile and family.
That's a little bit different, that one.
Yeah.
Miss Austin Investigates.
Yes,
another. Yes, that Miss Austin. 20-year-old Jane hopes to become engaged to the charming Tom Lefroy at a ball, but her plans are derailed by the discovery of a body.
I mean, how much course, more can you go with Jane Austen?
When her beloved brother Gregory becomes a prime suspect for the murder of an unfortunate milliner, Jane must turn detective in order to find the true culprit and save him from the hangman's noose. A note perfect crime caper that has much of the wit and empathy of an Austen novel.
Can't wait. That's definitely getting on my list. Piglet by Lottie Hazel. Not surprisingly, Piglet, a family nickname that's followed her into adulthood, is obsessed with food. She edits cookery books and takes delight in the perfect meals she makes for her fiancé Kit and her friends. She's even going to make an elaborate croque en bouche the morning of her wedding. Are you glad I had that one?
Yeah, I'm glad you had that one.
Then croque en bouche. Croque en bouche. Then Kit makes a shocking confession and all of Piglet's hard-won control begin to crumble. There's plenty of well-deserved buzz for this debut novel, which is a deliciously dark tour de force. I like the sound of this one. This is going on my list as well.
The next is called The Knowing by Emma Hines. This is an atmospheric gothic novel, which is so rich in historic detail you can almost smell the spit and sawdust rising from the pages. Wow. Raised in the Five Point slum in New York, Mystic Flora flees the sadistic tattoo who uses her body as a canvas and takes refuge with Minnie, who manages a troupe of freaks. But the fancy townhouse Minnie shares with the rich and odious Chester is no safe haven, especially when Flora's ability to summon the dead uncovers secrets best left buried.
Yes.
So if you're enjoying all of these horror film festivals, this might be a book to complement those.
Sort of a sadist tattoo. The Excitements by CJ Ray. Anyone who is a fan of Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, we'll find lots of reasons to love The Excitements, featuring thrill-seeking nonagenarian sisters Josephine and Penny Williamson. During World War II, they both did very brave and very secret things and are now much in demand for commemorative events. So, when they get invited to Paris to be awarded the Legion d'Honneur, it's a chance to settle old scores and pull off one last audacious heist. Full of irrepressible fun and tales of daring do, The Excitements is a vraiment gay, as Josephine and Penny would say. I think that sounds fun. It's like a romp of nonagenarians, just brilliant.
Yeah, and this one's quite nice as well. Army Without Banners by Anne Stafford. So this is a reissue of a long out-of-print novel from Anne Stafford, who is once the co-writer of the gorgeous romance Business as Usual, also reissued by this fantastic small press. So set during the Blitz, middle-aged Mildred puts her fears aside in order to drive ambulances through London as the bombs fall, aided by a wonderful cast of characters all keen to do their bit. A wonderful, inspiring novel about how ordinary people can do extraordinary things. A must-read for fans of AJ Pearce and Lissa Evans.
Perfect.
Lovely.
Let's get back to some music, and this is Marika Hackman with Slime.
So sublime, turn to the Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers, they're promised to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 476-009-239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is pasty, 'cause you've gone and got so wasted.
And that was Kate Nash with Foundations, which is leading us to the end of the show. We're nearly done, but we've got very quickly to be able to say thank you very much for everyone listening in this week.
And next week we'll be welcoming Matt from Blue Serif Designs to the show, and we'll be talking all things bad design. Very excited about this show.
I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be a quiz.
Next up is Nigel with bringing us a dose of soul and funk to keep us warm on this Sunday evening. But first, we're going to leave you with a couple more tracks. We have, we're going to have Bill Ryder-Jones with If Tomorrow Starts Without Me, and then Anna Pancaldi with Stay This Way. That's all for now. I've been Claire.
And I've been Natalie, and this has been The Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
It's harder to define. white noise instead of you. 'Cause you're gone, so I can't go home. It's just gonna hurt, and that's the way it goes. We don't always get to have a say. I don't want. We can stay this way. Just wanna stay the same. Wish we can stay.